this is the year of vocation and has been designated by the Catholic Church as a special year for vocation. And I was asked to write a song for the year. And the theme of the year is You Will Be My Witnesses. Mm. So that's the theme of the song. And the song is called You Will Be My Witnesses.
And how did you get your inspiration for that? I mean, because it's not easy to write a song, is it?
No, and I'm doing a fair bit of writing at the moment. You just don't sit down like you're when you're going to write an essay. It's not that doesn't work for me. I have to sit and I have to reflect. So music and a song has to mean something to me. So I did reflect on my own life and the fact that as a Christian, I'm called to be a witness. And I just need to say that while this is the year of vocation, it is focusing on all Christian vocations, whether it's marriage vocation, single vocation, vocation to priesthood and religious life.
But is it not particularly a response to the decline in vocations to religious life?
I never saw it that way. I see this year as a great opportunity to celebrate the Christian vocation, to celebrate our baptismal call, all of us together. And it's in that context I've written this song. Mm. I couldn't write it just from in a narrow way, just about religious life or religious life and the priesthood, because that's not what it means to me. I mean, to be a witness, so many people have witnessed to God's love for me, and that's how I am, the person I am. So I, in turn, want to reflect how I can witness to the love of Jesus through this song. Mm. That's what I'm called to be primarily. And in that call is my calling to religious life. Mm. But my rootedness in my baptismal call is very deep. And we have to honour that call in each and everyone. Mm. And that's the reason that I was happy to write this song.
And how would you see people honouring that call?
Well, I believe we're all called to something, and I believe we're all come to something great, and we need to listen to what is in our hearts and to see what helps us bring that call to fruition. So how do we do that? Well, I think we need to reflect and see where the Spirit of God is leading us, and not to block it, because we don't know where God is leading us, and there are ways, and God is calling us to life. I've no doubt about that. So, God is calling us to life. And, you know, in the past, when we looked at vocation and we celebrated Vocation Sunday, the great emphasis was on religious life. And I was involved in vocation promotion myself, and I did promote religious life, and maybe in a narrow way. But I have learned through the years that we're all blessed with a vocation. And we need to help each other discover that each day. Our vocation grows each day. God is calling us each day. And I hope that the song will help us celebrate that. Mm-hmm. The song, the chorus of the song is, as I said, You Will Be My Witnesses. And in Acts 1:8, Jesus asks us to become his witnesses. But how do we do that? Well, I could only, when I was writing the song, I focused on my own relationship with Jesus. And it speaks of Jesus too being called to bring the good news, and him calling us to bring the good news, and he reassuring us that he's with us. I mean, the last verse of the song says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in me as I believe in you. I have chosen you. Do not be afraid. My peace is the gift I give to you." Mm. And, you know, even for myself, when I hear music to words, it does lift it to a higher dimension, I believe. So I would hope that through the music it will touch many people who feel called and are discovering their call to be followers of Jesus in whatever way that call may manifest itself.
But do you think that that has a relevance among most people today?
I would like to think that it has, but I think I've worked with young people. I began as a primary school teacher, but I've also worked as chaplain in Matter Day. I worked in CYC on the faith development team. I have teenage nieces and nephews, and they're young adults now. And, you know, I'm amazed when I talk to them how spiritual they are, how spiritual. And it's because they're searching. And I think something like this will highlight where they may be going in their lives. I think it may help them become aware that they are being called. They mightn't realize it's relevant, or they mightn't realize that they're being called to something in life, but we've got to help them realize that they are called to something and that there is great potential within them. And I think this is just another way of helping them focus. Young people love music, so I'm hoping young people will love this song in time and even, you know, clap their hands or whatever way it touches them. That would be my hope.
And if people wanted a copy of it, or if they wanted to have their own copy to play to other people, where would they get it?
Well, as I say, I was asked by the Eurovocation Committee, who is headed by Brenda Drum, to write the song. And I know they're going to have it available in Maynooth. Brenda is the, as I say, the project leader for this committee, and she works at the Catholic Communications Office in Maynooth. So it'll be available from there anyway, and I'm sure other outlets in time. It's only in the early stages at the moment.